Amanda, I am. I grew up going to many different Christian churches as a child, and when I moved to Vashon, where I live now, I went to the Puget Sound Zen Center and found a real alliance and love for the Buddhist tradition. But I'm very curious about Islam. I always have been. I think maybe because I'm a musician, I find the Islamic call to prayer very compelling, very moving every time I hear it. And I've always wanted to go to a mosque, long time. And I think what I really am hoping is that I'll find an opportunity to go. I know that the men and the women worship separately, and I just wouldn't have a clue how to even walk in the door of a mosque. I know that, you know, I've heard that you're supposed to do certain kinds of purification before you go into the mosque. Don't know a thing about that. Dressing a certain way. Don't know much about that, except I know what a hijab is. That's right. About it. So I'm really, it's very exciting and very exactly what I was hoping for. Yes. When I came here, to find someone like you, who's so open and so welcoming.
Of course.
I'm very curious. I'm very curious about how I will feel, and I guess I'm, you know, I would be a little bit nervous, but it would mean a great deal to me. I would feel like my own faith was confirmed by being able to worship with somebody of a different faith.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like other people, other women that would be there, would they feel comfortable? Would they feel at ease with a Christian, a Buddhist, someone from completely outside their tradition being there with them worshiping?
Absolutely. And yeah? I welcome you to join me. I'm happy to walk hand in hand with you through the whole process so that you don't feel uncomfortable and unsure, because it is scary walking into a place where you don't know what the customs and traditions are and you don't want to offend anyone or do anything wrong, especially when you're coming from a place of wanting to worship and seek a spirituality, a connection spiritually. And I think that's very beautiful and commendable of you, and your curiosity and your willingness to go outside of your comfort to learn and to experience and to worship something so sacred and personal. So I commend you for that.
I would so look forward to being able to hear the prayers and what the imam was saying, to get a sense of what your world is like.
Absolutely.
And really be in it and not just hear about it through the media, but to actually experience it. And would want to offer that, you know, to offer to other people, because I'm a liturgist and a musician in my church, to do exactly the same thing.
I would love that. I would love to come. And I think that would be a very beautiful experience that I would cherish. So,
I know that the congregation that I am part of, the Episcopal congregation, and also my Zen family, both of them would be absolutely thrilled.
That's
to
wonderful.
Welcome you and anyone of Islamic faith, Jewish faith. Because I think here in the Northwest, maybe particularly on Vashon, but there are parts of Seattle, like where we are now, that are much more diverse.
Right.
And that is one thing that we lack on Vashon. Our town is not very diverse.
Right.
And as a consequence, I think there's a lot of ignorance and a lot of misunderstanding and fear. Not that, you know, people are very intellectual and fairly highly educated, but it doesn't keep people from being afraid.
Right.
Of what they just have never met, what they've never experienced. And it would be so good for us.
Yes.
To get to know you. And I would really look forward to that, both to experiencing your world and to giving you an experience of my world.
I would love that so much, and I really look forward to it.
Thank you, sister.
Of course. Thank you.